The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is episode one of The Living Reminders.
2% doesn't sound like much. But 2% of the entire planet, of every person on it, that's more than the world's 10 largest cities combined. It's 140 million people. And like that, they were gone.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to The Living Reminders. It's a podcast dedicated to the show The Leftovers on HBO. We're still here, and so are you. So let's talk about this upcoming show and all of the hype around it. I'm your host, Mary Larson.
And I'm Blake Larson, and I gotta tell you, I thought this show was gonna suck until I saw Damon Lindelof, who was the showrunner.
Oh, really? Now, what has Damon done before for those people who may be unfamiliar with him?
Well, I'm gonna say that obviously this is our first episode, so nobody knows me, but Damon Lindelof, like, I have a serious man crush on him, and I'm a total fanboy. Anything he does, I am madly in love with it.
What do you love?
It's basically gold on paper.
Okay.
You know, he's done things like Prometheus. He wrote Prometheus, wrote Star Trek Into Darkness, Cowboys vs. Aliens, World War Z. But most famously, Mr. Lindelof created my favorite TV show of all time.
And what's that?
Lost.
Oh.
Now, I know a lot of people, there's a vocal minority that didn't like the ending of Lost. And you know what? I respect their opinion on it. They wanted, I'm sure we're going to get into this conversation later on about this show. They wanted answers to the mysteries that surrounded Lost. And I think for the most part, those answers were provided, but some people didn't. And Lindelof is a character writer. And for me, I'm a character person. I want to know the characters and everything else about the show, the mysteries and the mechanics of it is important, but it's not as important as the characters behind them.
So who else is a big wig in this show?
The director is Peter Berg. Now, if you don't know Peter Berg, he's the guy who created that TV show Friday Night Lights, and he actually directed the movie. But he's done other really cool movies too, like The Kingdom with Jamie Foxx, Hancock, the one with Charlize Theron and Will Smith, but the superhero.
Yes.
He directed that. He did direct Battleship. And I admit that was kind of a terrible movie.
That will be his get out of jail free card.
I know, it really was. But he followed it up with The Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg about the SEALs getting out of Afghanistan and everything. So whether or not you like Peter Berg, you have to respect the fact that the guy has a serious eye, you know, a major talent behind the camera. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a really intense guy. He loves filming very intense shows, very intense movies. And he puts a lot of feeling behind it, and you feel like you're right in the middle of it. So The Leftovers, I think, between Lindelof and Berg, it's going to be in seriously good hands. They know what they're doing.
I guess so. And this is all based upon a book by Tom Perrotta.
Yep.
And that is a New York Times bestseller known as
The Leftovers.
they were really creative with the name.
I know.
So basically, the premise behind this book is that 2% of the world's population suddenly disappeared, and
yeah, like in our intro, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people, 2% of the world, but if you actually think about it, there's like 7 billion people on this planet. The quick math, I don't even know what that is. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. And I guess the show and the book really focuses on how people deal with their grief and how they deal with all of the questions that they have. So it's pretty cool. And just so you know, as our listeners, the way that this podcast is going to work is Blake is actually going to read the book.
Yep.
So he will have the inside scoop on at least what the book does, because mind you, it's not a series. It's just one book. And yet there's many episodes of this show. So we don't know how far they're going to stray from the book, how much they're going to be aligned. I, however, am just going to be a show watcher.
Okay.
So, and Blake's going to make sure that he is not going to give any spoilers along the way.
Well, I think, I promise to the listeners that I'm going to plow through this book by the beginning of the first episode of The Leftovers. I'm going to have the book read by then. I guarantee
believe
it.
I believe it.
And I think it's going to be a good fodder for the podcast, at least for me, knowing kind of what things happen. But I was listening to a Lindelof interview, and he was saying that the book, in terms of the show, only covers about maybe, I'd say, the first two or three episodes. And that's about it. So even though I'm going to read the book, I'm going to know the ending of the book, they're actually not going to even use the ending of the book. They're going to create their own ending.
Oh, kind of like a create your own story or choose your own adventure.
Kind
story.
Of. Oh, I like this. You know, this. They're going to go like the Game of Thrones route, I think. Now, Game of Thrones, if you guys watch that show at all, they have stayed close to the books, but they've also veered very far off of the books. And if you're a reader and you watch the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I think that's what's going to happen here. They're going to stay to the essence of the book, but they're gonna go off in their own direction. And thank God. And thank God Lindelof is behind it, because he excels in this kind of environment.
And I think, too, that they probably got inspired by some of the cast that they ended up signing. So let's talk about some of the stars of the show.
Yeah, the first guy, the main character, his name's Kevin Garvey. And I know, for example, in the book, he plays the mayor of the town of Mapleton, where this story is being held. But in the show, he's going to be playing the chief of police. And it's played by a guy named Justin Theroux. And, you know, Justin Theroux is kind of one of those dashing, like, Hollywood types.
He's
kind of super attractive. And, like, I'm a guy, and I'm even saying that.
He's still dark and handsome, that's for sure.
But, you know, the funny thing is, as good of an actor as he is, and we've noticed it in the trailers, he's actually been kind of underused a lot in television and in movies. I mean, he's had small roles in things like Miami Vice and Wanderlust. And he was in the movie Megamind. You remember that one with...
I loved that movie.
Yeah, he played Megamind's dad.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
So this is really going to be his big breakthrough.
Yeah, and he was in Parks and Recreation. I know a lot of people love that show too. And he was in Tropic Thunder. But yeah, this is going to be his big deal. This whole series run is going to be a big deal for him.
Speaking of big deals, who on the cast is already a big deal?
Oh, you know who she is. That's Liv Tyler. She plays a character named Meg Abbott. But we all know Liv Tyler. She's of Armageddon fame.
You know what's really funny? When they list her in the press releases, they list her as Lord of the Rings. That's the movie that they put her as.
Oh, I know. Well, God, you know, I'm going to say that Liv Tyler, speaking Elven...
It's pretty beautiful.
It's kind of one of the hottest things I've ever seen. The only thing that's actually hotter than her speaking Elven is Evangeline Lilly speaking Elven.
Okay, calm down.
I'm just saying. Come on. Oof.
Anyway, so Liv Tyler is going to be playing a character, Meg Abbott. And I remember hearing in one of the interviews that actually Meg Abbott's character was supposed to be really small. And Liv fell in love with this character and they've really expanded upon her. So that's an example of how they're veering off from the books just with that character.
Yeah, they're totally changing that character. And probably just specifically for Liv Tyler, because she, you know, despite the fact that, you know, she is the daughter of the Aerosmith lead singer, Steve Tyler. She's actually a really good actress.
Who else is on this cast?
We got Christopher Eccleston. Eccleston? Yeah,
Eccleston.
Eccleston. There you go.
Yeah. I got you.
Sorry. You may know him from Thor: The Dark World. He was actually the main bad guy in that movie.
So that's the second Thor?
Yeah, the second Thor. Okay. Yeah. And this guy, Eccleston, he plays, I think, the main protagonist of the show. He ends up playing a priest. A priest, yeah, that... is saying that this isn't the rapture and this is, you know, all these people that left were bad, and he's kind of a bad news dude. And he was in other movies too. He was in The Others, and he was in G.I. Joe. He played the main bad guy in G.I. Joe as well. He was in Elizabeth. He's been around. He knows. He's kind of like one of those Hollywood character actors.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm excited to see these people, and there's a whole great cast, and we've been able to see some of the trailers and the behind the scenes interviews, just amping up for the show, and they've done a really good job whetting our appetites. As Blake said previously, he and I are huge Game of Thrones fans, and if you have watched Game of Thrones this season, you could not help but see these trailers, because they pretty much were letting you know, hey, we know you watch stuff on Sunday nights on HBO. Yeah. Guess what you can watch this summer on Sunday nights on HBO?
We got another cool show coming up.
Yeah. So speaking of which, when is it coming out?
It is coming out. It's premiering on June 29th at 10 p.m. I think after True Blood.
Is that the True Blood season finale?
I don't know if it's a season finale. No, that's the season premiere, I think.
True Blood's over, isn't it?
No, it's the last season.
Oh,
and thank God, because I hate that show.
There might be some people who love it, but Blake and I just could not get into it.
Sucky, so. Give me a sucky. I'm gonna suck your blood, sucky. Really?
So The Leftovers will be airing at 10 p.m. on that day, June 29th. That is awesome. I'm really pumped. And Blake and I are going to be podcasting immediately following the premiere.
Yeah, which is great. I can't wait to start. And one of the things I keep hearing is like, oh, well, I've already read the Left Behind series. I already read that, or I've seen the movie. It actually, there's a new movie coming out with Nicolas Cage about the Left Behind. It looks like really like a TV movie. But if you know the Left Behind books, that series, yes, the Left Behind series is about the rapture. But it's like this real, almost paint-by-numbers accounting from the Bible. Like, they take real stuff from the Bible and they expand on it, and they make these really big, huge action thrillers out of it, which I guess in and of itself is a cool idea. But The Leftovers is not that. And thank the Christ, because literally.
I like that that's the word.
I know, because this is going to be so much more nuanced, and it's going to be so much more, it's secular. And the best thing about this show is that they're saying, well, this isn't the rapture, and it can't be the rapture, because Christians, Muslims, Jews, homosexuals, Zoroastrians, all these people, they all disappeared. And how can it be the rapture if all these people, all like bad people, good people, how can it be that if they all disappeared too?
You know what was crazy is I was watching one of these. We're going to put it in the show notes on our website, which is thelivingreminders.com. Mm-hmm. They kept talking about all these accounts of people disappearing.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the Bermuda Triangle or is it Roanoke?
Yeah, Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Like the colony that was first set up here in
North Carolina,
yeah.
Where like all of these colonists came over, set up shop. One guy went back to England to go get supplies. He comes back 3 years later. Nobody's there. Nobody's home.
They were just gone.
Yeah, they disappeared. And it's kind of Bermuda Triangle-esque. And there's been different accounts over history where people just disappear. And yep. I for one think it's aliens. I do. I totally do. I am so freaked out about why these people just disappear. But this is kind of like what this show is supposed to have everyone question. What could make 2% of the world's population disappear in a manner like this, where literally they just aren't there? You see the trailers where the woman's putting her baby in the car seat and turns around, her baby's no longer there.
Oh my God, so sad. Like,
so sad.
Oh, because we have a 1-year-old, and I'm watching that, and all I can imagine is my little kid just disappearing out of nowhere. Can you imagine that?
No, and they were brilliant to have that be their little teaser trailer that they've been showing us.
That hooked me in. As soon as I seen that, I said, yeah, this show knows where it's at.
All right, right. So let's talk a little bit about the show. What do you think we're going to be seeing?
I think we're going to see a lot of mystery. I think we're going to see a lot of character development, and specifically because, and I say that because of Lindelof. I know a lot of people are going to sit there and say, well, it's Lindelof, the show, he's not going to answer any questions, just like how he did in Prometheus, just like how he did in Lost. It's going to be, you know, the cork in the floor to prevent the world from ending.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, you remember the Lost ending, how they put the cork back in, in the light.
Okay.
Sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Lost yet. And look, I respect all of that, and look, we're in the world of the showrunner. You know, the showrunner has now become more important than the show itself. Guys like David Chase with The Sopranos, Scott Gimple with The Walking Dead, Joss Whedon, and Game of Thrones guys, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, Vince Gilligan with Breaking Bad, now even Lindelof with Lost. These guys are all household names now. And with that comes a lot of baggage. These guys got reputations now. And everyone thinks that Lindelof can't finish a story. Whether or not you agree with that, that might be the beautiful part of this show.
I think that that's it. I think that that's what he wants from this show. Actors were saying that they get their scripts one at a time.
Yeah.
He hasn't told them even like episode by episode they'd be getting it. And that's really what it is. He wants people to focus on not why everyone disappeared, but what it's like.
Yeah, what happens after? What is life like after it? I think he also wants you to struggle along with the cast in terms of the show itself. I don't think he wants you to know that he's going to explain what the rapture was. That, yes, it was the rapture, and this is how it happened, and this is why everybody chose, or God chose these people, or why these people disappeared.
By the aliens.
By aliens, right? I don't think he's going to do that.
I for one, will be upset if I don't ever hear. Like, if I watch this show for who knows how many seasons and I don't find out why they disappeared, I don't know if I'm going to be cool with that.
Yeah, but again, in terms of the show, the characters that are dealing with the rapture or the sudden departure, as they're calling it in the show, they don't know.
I know.
So why should we know? And yes, things like Flash Forward and Lost, those mysteries were built into the show, because they were actively searching, like the characters in the show were actively searching for, what is the island? Or like Flash Forward, why did all of a sudden everybody pass out? And they were saying, and they kind of were alluding to the fact that they had the answers. They had the mystery solver. But in this show, nobody knows.
So, well, some people act like they know. And that's kind of where we got our name for our podcast.
Correct.
In the trailers, you would have seen these creepy cult-looking people who wear a lot of white. And they are silent, and they just look cranky, and everyone else is trying to get about their day or, you know, fight or whatever they do in their lives.
And these guys are pretty freaky friggin' people. I mean,
so who are these guys?
They're called the Guilty Remnant.
And they consider themselves the living reminders of God's awesome power, and his judgment is upon everybody.
But the Guilty Remnant are basically these people that actually believe that this was the rapture. And they have taken a vow of silence. And what they do, and one of the funny things is that I've so far read in the book, is that they all smoke cigarettes, like chain smokers.
Why?
Like total friggin' chain smokers, because it's a sacrament to them. They all believe that this is the rapture. And according to Christianity, 7 years after the rapture, the world ends. And they're saying, well, if the world's going to end 7 years from now, we might as well just smoke. Let's just enjoy it. And it's like, it's almost like one of those things that you have to prove that you believe the world's going to end in 7 years, and you don't give a shit.
So they pretty much become numb, it seems like. They are the people who have just accepted that this is what it is. I'm going to stop mourning. I'm going to stop questioning.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to live my life peacefully. Hopefully they have cake with their cigarettes. I'm not a huge cigarette fan. If I was going to die.
Or at least coffee. I mean, coffee and cigarettes,
seriously,
right?
Seriously, my goodness.
No, I think that's one of the things, too, that the show is going to explore and that I'm really looking forward to. Do you believe in God? And if you don't believe in God, then what the hell happened? Because there's something obviously bigger than you happening as these people are disappearing. You can't be an atheist anymore.
You can.
No, you can't.
There's aliens. Atheists can believe in other things.
Yeah, I know, but there's... All right, fine. Then there's something that's bigger than you. Whether it's something like, I don't know, Hindu gods or Greek gods or whatever. There's something bigger than you that's forcing its hand upon the human beings, and it's bigger. And what do you believe? Is it God? And how? And if it isn't, what is it? Why are we here? What's the point? And how do you mourn that? Are you supposed to mourn? Are you supposed to be happy? Are you supposed to be pissed off? Man, I am jerked off that my wife left me. She's gone. What about my life now? What do I do? Do I just sit here and play with myself all day? I mean, come on. And how do you create relationships? Is it going to happen again? Will these people leave again?
Well, can't you just see this as a whole parallel to death in general when people leave? I mean, you'd feel the same exact way if I suddenly died. If your wife, me, was suddenly sick and died, or was hit by a bus and died, or something tragic happened to me, I feel like you'd still be having these same questions. These are questions that people have all the time when tragedy strikes.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this show. It's going to explore all that. It may be, I've got a feeling it's going to be a pretty dark show. It's going to be a pretty, like, solemn show. And I'm okay with that, too. I think there's probably going to be some humor. There's going to be a lot of character warmth. I know that's the exact opposite of what I just said.
Well, because it's Liv Tyler.
I know, Liv Tyler. But Lindelof, again, is very good at that. And the other thing, too, that I like is that Tom Perrotta, the author of the book, he's staying on as a writer for the show. And he's getting a writer's credit for every episode, because he's involving himself, kind of like George R. R. Martin with Game of Thrones. Martin handed off his baby to David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, just like Parada's handing his baby off to Lindelof. But they're still sticking around so they can see it, massage it, help guide it, and say, hey, these are the things that I was looking forward to. And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I have liked the trailer so far. I think we've covered kind of the gist of the show from what they've told us.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see your reactions as a book reader when we do get to watch the series premiere. So let's tell everyone a little bit more about this podcast.
Yes, definitely. This podcast was developed by Mary and I because we saw the trailer and we were just blown away by it. And like I said, I'm a Lindelof fanboy, so I was immediately brought into it. We actually have another podcast called Parent Cast. It's all about our crazy lives with our one-year-olds. If you get a chance, go over to listen to that too. And we wanted to just get the message out and talk about this show because it's such an intriguing subject. And I think it's going to be a really good show.
I agree. And this is, I think, the nature of the show, because we're not spoon-fed information, mm-hmm. and because it's going to be so character-driven, you're going to want to talk about what you have just seen. Yeah. You're going to want to say, oh, why do you think she did that? Or how would that make you feel? Or what do you think happened to these people? You know, anything like that that you want to have conversations with. And I know myself, I love listening to podcasts because I get to then kind of have those conversations with people mm-hmm. if I'm driving in my car or doing the dishes or cooking. So yeah, Blake and I definitely saw this need and we're really excited about it. So in the show itself, what you're going to be able to expect is that we are going to be recording after we watch the show each week, and hopefully we'll have it posted each Monday.
Yeah, that Monday, or maybe even Tuesday, depending, because right now our other podcast gets published on Monday. We may have to move that. We'll see what happens.
We'll figure it out, but we'll get
either Monday
schedule.
Or Tuesday. It's yeah. going to be on there.
And we are going to kind of recap the episode that we just all got to watch. And also we will recap the the trailer for the next week, the yep. teaser that comes on up. So with that, we are going to have listener feedback always available. We actually have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have email, and we also have a phone number. So if you want to call in and actually have the audio of your question put on air, we would love
that.
To hear you.
Oh, yeah. No, and I obviously, you can do all the other things, but I would love to hear you guys. I would love to interact with you guys. I want to get you on the show as best as we can because it's all a community. Let's all talk about it. And the more we hear from you, the better. So you can get us on Facebook, Twitter, email. But I really prefer the voicemail. I think that'd be a great idea. And there's a link to it. If you go right to our website, there's a link you can click right on. And if you have a microphone like on your computer or on your iPhone or whatever, you can just speak right into your iPhone just by clicking the link and leave us a voicemail like that. You don't even have to dial the number. So that's even better. So we haven't got the number yet. I'm going to establish that, I think, for next episode, I think. Or at least I'll put up...
It'll be up on our website.
Yeah, we'll put it up on Facebook once I get the number.
So if you do want to check us out, our website is thelivingreminders.com. And our Facebook site is just facebook.com/livingreminders. Mm-hmm. And our Twitter handle is the same, @livingreminders. And we also have... Gmail, but really the best way to get in touch with us is Facebook.
Yep,
we have our smartphones attached at our hips, and we'd love to hear from you guys, especially your theories. We are going to have a theory of the week section where Blake and I will discuss what we think is coming up next or what something means, or even if it's just a question that we want to ask to the general public.
Yeah, big and small.
Yeah, and this is where we would love to have your listener feedback. We would love to hear what your theories of the week are, or what you're looking forward to most, or what characters, or if you hope Liv Tyler speaks some Elvish while she does this. If you're Damon Lindelof fans, or if you're worried about it because he's the showrunner, we want to hear your theories. We want to have this conversation with you. And then we're going to let you know about what we'll be talking about next on the next episode, which will be about the next episode of the show. I mean, really, that takes a lot of work.
We're getting real original here.
Yeah. So really, that's it. We're going to rehash with you. We are still going to be blossoming and seeing how this show goes. And who knows, we might get different segments. But this show will be nothing without you and without your feedback. So please feel free to interact with us. Blake and I love listener feedback.
Oh, rate us, review us on iTunes. If we suck, well, don't tell us. Just give us a 5. And if we're good, give us a 5. Either way, give us a 5 so we know that we're awesome. And the more you get in touch with us, the better conversations that we can have and the more entertaining we'll be. So get in touch with us.
And you know what? We're going to figure out this confusing show together. And even if we don't figure it out, we'll have a blast talking about it. So we really thank you guys so much for tuning in to the first episode of The Living Reminders. Stay tuned. Make sure that you subscribe to us in iTunes so that your device will automatically download our next episode. And make sure to like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I'm Mary.
And I'm Blake.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Later.
When your friends won't come.